One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A controversial welcome to all of you today. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver Show. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, and now also iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So you can access us even more readily this year than ever before. And never do we change up for you that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And to start off with today, I ask, are you ready for a no-holds-barred conversation that could well have the possibility of polarizing opinion, whether you are listening live or catching the archives after the fact? Because as I alluded to last week, even for me, and I consider myself far on the end of the spectrum called speaking your truth with authenticity, transparency, and vulnerability, this is probably one of my most provocative in over 40 broadcasts to date. Regular audience members know I pride myself on offering content that is unlike often trite and pat answers out there, but this guest certainly stretches in a welcome way any previous envelopes I may have been holding about what it means to be an uncopable parent. And in fact, her odyssey, because to say journey is almost not enough for this drawn-out saga, makes my North American experiences growing up with an alcoholic father and a paranoid schizophrenic mother kind of look like a cakewalk. Not to say that we should compare, because really all of us are here to experience what one of my friends calls our destiny. It's just that hers happens to be more contentious and eye-opening than most. So under the main umbrella, our theme today is the strength to be vulnerable. And we are aware of that contrast. So, you know, it's great that we are putting both of those together in one sentence. And our underpinning description is the pain behind my facade, or how shame turned into success. Believe me, this guest's true story at the hands of her mother alone needs to be heard to be believed. Even I did an audible intake of breath while we were conscientiously preparing for you. By way of outward-facing titles, she is an author, international marketer, and color trends expert. All good. However, anyone who knows me soon realizes I do not singularly put stock in a person's external titles. In fact, you can have all the so-called right credentials in the world, but fail entirely to gain the insight plus compassion that derive from lived experience. If anything, I probably care way less about, you know, who you're being and, you know, in the outer world, but more, who are you being when no one is looking and you are not trying to impress? That's the moment when true character is formulated and demonstrated. Such was the case when I met, quote unquote, our guest by phone on the recommendation of a friend. And now I am sure glad that we were introduced. Since we have shared more than one dialogue to really think through the link between being a conscious caregiver and her background, I know that she's going to bring forward some tremendous content today. Because at first blush, yes, there may appear to be little connection for two types of caregivers. Number one, the complacent, or the person who kind of goes by the not invented here syndrome, like elder care will never happen to them. Or the compliant, just spoon-feed me type of caregiver who wants all the answers via free expos, and I question, you know, how far will you get with all of that? Then again, just as our guest said last week, since you are choosing to tune in, you are a conscious caregiver by definition, and that is precisely my point. As I like to periodically remind, a show host is at absolute liberty to select whom they invite on with their treasured broadcast. And for me, the willingness to be raw ranks high on Carol Ann's private list. And now that I've said that out loud, I guess it's not such a secret after all. For those who listen deeply, and another cherished friend likes to put life that way, we are today going to be offering inspiration from her redemptive story of power and transformation in a fashion that can be translated to your life. And that means elder care and otherwise, because her journey, her saga, her odyssey is really something via the attitudes, the mindsets, the strategies that she has learned along the way that can be pertinent no matter what our particular contexts. A few weeks ago, while I was talking about eulogizing my difficult mother, I brought forth a term I coined at the time called gracious integrity. And that is how I'm going to ask you to bear witness this morning. Along with also a tenet I was recently reminded of during a wonderful volunteer experience facilitating a group of 70 or so high potential grade 11 and 12 students with my leadership co-author. James and I had written a book years ago now called The A to Z Guide to Soul Inspiring Leadership. And I know a few weeks ago was a big departure from my elder care focus these days, but I think what we observed there is relevant to bringing on our guest today. And under the banner of business ethics, these high schoolers were called to reflect on several very provocative case studies that did have the intended effect of dividing the room into two camps. One case study involved a teenager who had become pregnant and who wanted an abortion. So can we just even leave it there, where you can know how controversial that session was? And I was pleased, as I will be pleased for you to join in with a spirit of open-mindedness and open heart today, that these young people did start to kind of go down two opposite camps. But in the end, when we really sort of closed up that one or the other mindset, they then felt the liberty, everyone, to speak their truth. And that's what we're talking about today, because I am going to wind up suggesting that you get yourself grounded and centered, because again, these unbelievable experiences that our author, amongst other qualifications, will declare that brought her to where she is today are nothing short of surprising, to say the least. I know that when we were preparing, I did more than once an audible intake of breath. And that is quite unusual for me because I had really thought I have seen and heard it all in some 60 years on the planet, but I guess not so much. And so when we prepare to go into a break, I'm going to just give you a little stretching question to listen with an open mind and heart. For now, I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store. WikiWags brings harmony back into your home for male dogs and their owners. Inventor and entrepreneur Linda Janula has created the disposable doggy diaper wraps made with the male dog in mind. The built-in wicking ability prevents rashing and other potential health issues for your dog. Each wrap comes in four sizes and has dual reattachable magic tabs for easy adjustments. And each size has a 7-inch logo strip for adjustability, so they are comfortable and easy to use. No more fuss, just leave the mess to us. Whether you're in or out, your dog will be free to run about. Stop cleaning and start enjoying your home, and you can even leave your dog alone. To order your WikiWags, visit WikiWags.com, or to find out where to buy WikiWags in your town, visit MyWikiWags.com and start enjoying having man's best friend around.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. And just before our wee pause, I was encouraging you to listen with an open mind and heart, especially when someone recounts with you experiences that differ from yours. And I'm talking especially with those whose growing up years were less, you know, than idyllic, because we live in a very judgmental and polarizing world. And so I want you to help me in creating a safe space where I'm going to share with you something about Montaha Hidefi. And she is an international marketer and colors trend expert with extensive experience in the paints and coatings industry on a global basis. In the last 15 years, she has written an infinite number of articles for trade magazines and lectured about color, plus its importance at many international conferences, trade shows, university, and also color seminars around the world. She is, in fact, a member of the board of directors of the Color Marketing Group. And after a long an exciting career that took her to over 50, that was 50 countries around the world, she decided to set base as a solopreneur and currently consults and mentors on color trends, color forecasting, strategic marketing, writing and authoring, you name it. And besides authoring and publishing last December, her riveting Me Too inspired Groping for Truth, My Uphill Struggle for Respect, where she recounts her stories with sexual harassment from her community and violence at the hands of none else than her mother. She has now co-authored the first and second editions of Color Design Theories and Applications, edited by British color management specialist Janet Best. Her first publication was already in 1991, when she translated a book for children from French to Arabic. She now lives in Guelph, Ontario, in Canada, with her husband, Michael, originally from Germany. And I know that We have lots more to talk about regarding your odyssey, Montaha. So why don't you pick up from here and know further, after being in so many countries around the world, what brought you to Guelph as I welcome you officially to the show today?
Hello, good morning, Caroline, and thank you for having me on the show this morning. I actually came to Guelph to start a marketing management position with an Austrian-based multinational that has offices in North America. Before coming to Guelph, I was for 2 years in the Netherlands working with a German multinational as the global color and trends advisor. But before that, I lived and worked in Dubai. I initially had an opportunity to go to Dubai for a month to see a friend of mine, but stayed there for 11 years. When I was in Dubai, I worked with two multinationals in high-ranking positions, and I got married twice, actually. Well, to make things simpler, I think it would be a good idea to go back to the beginning, basically. I was born and raised in Venezuela to a Syrian immigrant family. Imagine that, Venezuela and Syria, the worst two countries in the world to live in right now. But I'm sure this is a topic for another day. My family was extremely poor. We were seven children. So my mother released all her anger and pain on me. I grew up being physically abused. She always hit me for whatever reason. Actually, she almost killed me twice. Once when I was around five, she tried to choke me with her foot on my neck. The other time, I was a teenager, she almost stabbed me with a knife. Excuse me for a moment. When I was around 13, my family moved us to their home country in Syria. In Syria, I went through a cultural shock from the beginning. To start with, I looked different from my family and Syrians in general. I had a much darker pigmentation, I didn't speak the language, and I wasn't prepared to all the cultural differences between Venezuela and Syria. For example, when we got to the little town where my family comes from, the bathroom was about 100 feet outside my grandparents' house. So the toilet was just a hole in the ground. And there were flies buzzing all around your head. There was really no real toilet to sit on. I think at the time they didn't even know what toilet paper was, because we had to wipe ourselves either with a pebble that we picked from the ground on the way to the toilet, or with cold water from a bucket that was sitting in the toilet room. Those were really very difficult times for me. When I was 16, I had an opportunity to go to France for 4 months to follow training to work at a government-owned shoe factory. When I returned from France, I was already speaking French. A couple of years later, they hired Italian experts to work with us at the factory. And because I was asked to be the translator, even though I did not speak Italian, I had to learn Italian. It took me a month to become fluent in Italian. So basically, I grew into loving languages. And by the time I was 20, I spoke 5 languages. Because of my situation in Syria, I decided to continue my education while working. Fast forward 20 years later, there's so many years of where I had to fight sexual harassment and discrimination for being a female and still being physically abused by my mother, I had the opportunity to migrate to Canada. I had the opportunity because after I finished my master's, I landed a job as a translator at the Canadian Embassy in Damascus. So 3 years later, I applied for immigration and was accepted, and that's how I ended up here.
You know, Montaha, that has been such a process for you, and I'm kind of glad, quote unquote, that you just took a moment for yourself, because folks, I'm addressing the listeners right now, and I'm saying you can hear and feel in places that this is nothing short of an act of courage for Montaja to bring forth the truth of her story. So with my value system on people having a safe space to do just that, I think you can start to already see, and we've only touched on a smattering so far, why I virtually needed to have you on, because even in listening today, I remain stunned over what you already encountered in life by the age of 20. And we'll pick up there just after a short pause. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
So pleased that you have made the courageous decision to be with us today. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We have started, and we're not done by any stretch, to be real with Montaja Hidafi, author of Coping for Truth, My Uphill Struggle for Respect, and we're talking about the strength to be vulnerable. And I would say the sharing of her story so poignantly during our last segment certainly demonstrates that. So I'm looking forward next to getting into her wisdom as far as the internal qualities, and let's call them discovered practices, that allowed her to survive such horrors, and see if you can translate what I know she will share is going to go into your life, caregiving and otherwise. So, Montaja, just to pick up where we left off, what might be possibly two or three attitudes, maybe mindsets, that indeed allowed you to survive what you did?
Well, looking back at my life experiences, I would say there were three main things that impacted me and helped me to continue going forward. Those are passion, determination, and resilience. It's possible that I was born with some kind of craving to accomplish things in life. So this massive sensation that you usually have, you know, like butterflies in your stomach, that was my passion. And actually, I want to quote a fellow writer who told me the other day that I had an inner fire that no one could extinguish. Well, I could say that fire was the fuel to my engine. But I think that passion alone, it's like gas in an engine that has no pedal to press. Without determination I wouldn't have done anything in my life. I was determined to overcome the abuse. I had to prove to my mother that I could be a successful woman. I always had this vision in my head that one day I could become someone worthy of something. I was determined to better myself. So I studied and got postgraduate degrees. For instance, in Syria, I got a bachelor's in French literature and a master's in translation. When I moved to Montreal, I got an MBA. When I was in Dubai, I got a master's in international business. I also learned soft skills like Reiki, Silver Mines, and I even worked on fire. I was determined to break free from the Syrian society, so I did whatever I could and got out safely. And I was determined to escape domestic violence in Montreal, so I ended up in a shelter for assaulted women. I believe that because of my determination, I was able to reverse the negativity in my life, channel my energy, and transform it into something like active fuel. I found that the best defense to defeat my opponents was to outperform them. But passion and determination can go this far. So if I wouldn't have been flexible enough to survive what life threw at me, I would have been broken in a million pieces. One of my book readers told me the other day that I must have been almost unbreakable because I never reached a point where I gave up or lost hope completely. Every time I met a challenge, each time I faced abuse or misconduct, even though I came out of it emotionally crushed, I became more resilient and equipped with more strength and readiness to face the next one. After each fall, I stood up, I recomposed myself, and I rose from my own ashes. Looking back, I'm sure that abuse was a catalyst. It allowed me to open all possible doors to achieve what I wanted. What happened to me, I think it made me the woman who I am today, Caroline.
Yeah, definitely so. And I really hope that people are picking up on the key words like passion, determination, and especially resilience. And Montaha, we're going to probably be able to start in on, you know, the two or three strategies that you can also suggest for people to embrace the strength in vulnerability. So let's start with that, and we'll see how we take ourselves in the next about two or so minutes, okay? So if you can carry on, that would be just wonderful to hear. I know you're going to talk about your imaginary toolbox, okay?
Thank you, Caroline. Obviously, people are different and we each need to find what works for us. So in my case, my coping mechanism was to create an imaginary toolbox where I collected one little victory at a time. Whenever I achieved something, it went directly into my toolbox. All my education degrees, my languages, my first published book, my drawings, my artworks, my travels, my experience at the shoe factory, my experience as a translator at the Canadian Embassy, that toolbox saved me and kept me sane. When I left Syria, I only had $450 in my wallet, but I was carrying my toolbox, which I called my briefcase. It was filled with small achievements, and those achievements helped me to continue my journey. It's possible that the other most important thing that I did and that helped me to move beyond the shame of the abuse, most importantly, to de-victimize myself, it was to write a letter of forgiveness to my mother, which came as a result of psychotherapy that I went through in Montreal. As I think of that right now, that was probably the most demanding project I ever had to accomplish in my life. I had to feel forgiveness in recognition of the cruelty, and I had to be compassionate while admitting to myself that I disagreed with her, and I had to send her love and gratitude for the abuse and the hate. Obviously, I never mailed the letter. My mother is illiterate. She wouldn't have been capable of reading it. But just the fact of writing it was a symbolic victory for me over a chapter that marked my entire existence. We have to understand, in my hand, my mother had a tremendous power over me. So I learned that forgiveness was a gift that I could offer to someone who harmed me. And that made me feel that I was in control, as I recognized that I was also vulnerable. It allowed me to control my emotional state of mind, and that was liberating. Most importantly, I learned from therapy to say no and to walk away.
Very important, Montaha. We need to take a pause. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Caroline Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and I'm president and CEO of Fagan Associates, but I'm also a life coach. I'm here to help you reach your dreams, goals, and objectives. As a life coach, it's my job to be your support, to be your teammate, to help you understand what is your dream, what is your life passion, and then together, we work as that team to help you reach your specific goals. Life is worth living the best you can be. Working with a life coach, you're fulfilling those dreams and goals is your passion, and it's your way of living. Let me help you do that today. Let me help you really reach the best that you can be as a person and live the life you should be living. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm a life coach, and I'm here for you.
Contact Steve Fagan at FaganAndAssociatesInc.com or call 1-800-239-2701.
And I'll be glad to help you move forward to live the life of success. Reach your dreams, your goals, your objectives. We can do it together.
Thanks for the honor of being part of your day. We are always buoyed when you tune in. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We are on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And we are, as you can tell, all about visibility and vulnerability today with author, international marketer, and color trends expert Montaha Hidefi about the pain behind my facade, how shame turned into success. And so you can already see some very wise strategies. In addition, by way of the imaginary toolbox and briefcase, as well as the letter of forgiveness to her mother that she was sharing with us just before that last pause. In fact, Montaha, I would be really curious, how is your relationship actually with your mother now?
Well, although I don't have feelings of love and belonging, I also don't have feelings of resentment. So, but I do keep in touch with her over video chat once in a while. And even though I completely forget her, I really don't have the urge to have a closer relationship. I think that that chapter of my life was closed when I left Syria almost 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that's very honest and really in keeping with how you have been sharing with us today, right? I just know that there was tremendous power in your writing that letter. That already liberated you, as you were saying. And right away, we lead into, you've undoubtedly had many learnings about yourself as you wrote Groping for Truth, your wonderful book. So can you start to share with us what some of those insights and lessons were?
Well, I think I felt I've always been like an alien. Most of my life, I lived with an identity crisis, and I did not fit in anywhere. I never felt that I belonged. For instance, when I was in Venezuela, although I'm Venezuelan by birth, because of my family background, I was called Turca and Musiua, which are slurs, basically. When I went to Syria, I was called Ajnabiya, which is Arabic for foreigner. When I came to Canada, and until I became a citizen, I was called landed immigrant. And when I went to Dubai, I became an expat. When I moved to the Netherlands, I was a highly skilled migrant. So somehow, I had been an immigrant my entire life, and that impacted me extensively. I wonder if I was really strong all along, but I had to go through hell to figure it out, or if being tough was just a natural reaction to being vulnerable and to what happened in my life. If you listen to Brené Brown and her TED Talk, it's called The Power of Vulnerability, she explains that when she was conducting a six-year research, she found out that when we think that we are not good enough, we have a sense of courage to be kind to ourselves, and we embrace vulnerability. She goes on saying that what made people who participated in her study vulnerable also made them feel beautiful, and it made them willing to think or say, I love myself, and willing to do something where there's no guarantee of success, and invest in a relationship, even though it's unpredictable. So as I was writing Groping for Truth, and I had to relive the events that I was writing about, I realized how much patience it took me to get where I wanted to be. In the process of trying to break free from the cuffs that the Syrian society put around my wrist, I found inner shelter in writing. I always had a journal on me, and I wrote down my feelings, my ideas. I wrote short stories with characters that had similar situations than mine. I also found refuge in the art, and I used it to express the broken self that I was. I realized how color existed everywhere around me, and I immersed myself into colors. Actually, there was a time in my life where I always wore red, and I was called Lady in Red. Mm-hmm. I also had this image of myself that I was like a multicolored butterfly. You know, butterflies are drawn to light. So as they circle around the candle, they get closer and closer until they hit the flame and fall dead. So like a butterfly, I constantly was drawn to challenging situations. It's possible that my condition was pulling me towards that. So I followed the light, I hit the flame, I burnt myself, and I died. But I always rose again the next time, like the metamorphosis story of the butterfly. Only mine was in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm. That is really so powerful. And thank you for sharing all of that, Montaja. As we've been preparing for today, you know how I've always delighted, whether it's in your written or your verbal expression, that you say to me things like, a colorful morning, Carol Ann. And as those who are listening in with us today are experiencing, it has been, excuse me, quite the process, quite the experience of what all you have encountered in your life already. And there is going to be more to come, because I know that as you bring forth your valuable book, The Groping for Truth, you are going to experience more emotions because you are speaking your life story. And as authors, both of us, we know that it is an act of courage to pen onto paper that which we truly want to share for the benefit of others. So I'm going to ask the listeners just a couple of questions here. And I'm going to say, you know, for any of you who have encountered abuse in various forms, and many of us had at the hands of our own parents, like our guest, To what degree can you call abuse a catalyst or perhaps a developer of resilience such that you regenerate and rise from your own proverbial ashes, to quote, Montaja's eloquent words regarding the butterfly, you know, and we have more words of wisdom coming from her, but think about times that you've been drawn to challenging situations and, you know, can you now view those scenarios with the healing plus strength that she is beautifully sharing with us? For me, it's a belief that we choose everything in our lives, even though nobody else has to ascribe to that. So I just want to remind everybody that we're speaking today with Montaja Hideffi, and please stay tuned following our short break. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
My Dreams, My Challenges, and Joys is an inspiring book by author Linda Genazzo. This real-life account of raising a child with autism from birth to adulthood takes you on a journey of compassion, love, and hope as it tells the incredible story of a devoted family and their beloved daughter. Together, they faced adversity and never stopped believing they would find the help they were seeking. A breast cancer survivor, Linda Genazzo has a giving heart. With a background in social work with the mentally ill and the homeless, Linda continues to help families in her community. And her book, My Dreams, My Challenges and Joys, brings greater awareness to autism and those families in need. To purchase your copy, visit www.lindagenazzo.com. It's also available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Don't delay. Get your copy today.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Always, folks, it just gives such fulfillment to know that you make a point of being a prized member of our audience. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we are today really demonstrating what it means about the strength to be vulnerable, as we have joining us Montaja Hideffi, author of Groping for Truth, My Uphill Struggle for Respect. And she is so much embodying our focus on the pain behind my facade, how shame turned into success. And of course, we could speak all day, Montaja, and can't. So we should really get out some final words of wisdom that you have not yet had the chance to impart. So what would those be, please?
Well, Carol Ann, for most of us, it's very difficult to open the doors and talk about the demons that we have been hiding in the closet for whatever time, especially on radio. We fear of being stigmatized. We fear that people will not believe us. Or if they did, we fear that they will say that we brought the shame and the abuse upon us. When I was writing about my experiences, I found that the process of recalling the events and letting go of them, even though it was painful, it was also therapeutic. And as I put my experiences out there on the pages of Groping for Truth, I felt like they were no longer my property. They no longer belonged to me alone. They now belong to the universe. And that was a big relief for me. I believe it's essential to live not as a victim. De-victimizing oneself is the first step in the healing process. I do encourage everyone with a secret that brings shame to them to make their voice be heard. And don't feel the ridicule. Be true to yourself, no matter the consequences. Don't withdraw. Don't hide behind the smiling facade. Don't try to make others think that you are okay. Your life is not about the others. Your life is about you. And you don't need validation from others all the time. It is okay not to show a smiley facade. And it's okay to voice the truth. And it's okay to verbalize your feelings and your opinions, even if they might upset others. I think it's okay to be controversial. And there is transformation and change and controversy. You know, life is not gray or beige. Life is full of colors. You can choose to learn and be passionate about anything. Who cares about what others think of you anyway? In my case, when you meet me for the first time, you either love me or you hate me. There are no gray areas in Montaja. So find something you like to do and do it with passion. You know, some people find refuge in music, some others in writing, some others in sports. Whatever it is that you connect with, what matters is the expression of yourself and your feelings. When you internalize them and channel them through something meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm. It is so important. And again, I am addressing our cherished audience and I'm saying, so are you starting to make some connections in what Montaja is saying about speaking your truth? It's okay to be you. You don't need validation from others, i.e. anybody who is caregiving in this listenership with aging parents or relatives or friends or neighbors or colleagues or others. You know, it's important to be you and to speak from that place into the world. So I'm sure folks are wanting to know where they can find out more about you, plus also how we can get a hold of your memoir, Groping for the Truth. Can you please share those things with us?
Sure. Groping for Truth is available in print and Kindle format around the world, actually. You can get it online from the major bookstores like Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, Indigo, and most recently at Walmart. It's also available here in Guelph at the local bookstores, Indigo and the Bookshelf. As for myself, you can check my website, montajahidefi.ca, or you can Google me, Montaja Hidefi, or Groping for Truth. I'm also very active on social media like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or the audience, if they like to participate in any of the upcoming book signings or other events that I'm participating at. My events calendar is on my website under the events tab. Or if you like to write to me directly, you can send me an email at montaja.hidefi@yahoo.com.
So that's a fair number of places that we can reach you, which is good. I thank you for saying about your calendar, because I know that you're in the process of many book signings as you bring forth this work into an ever broader audience. So thank you for mentioning those. What was your website again, Montaja, just that people can get it down one more time?
montajahidefi.ca.
Very good. So I'm going to at least start in on what is a very, very important acknowledgement here before we take our wee last pause. And, you know, especially for those who know me, I have zero doubt that you now recognize why I had to invite Montaja Hidefi as my guest. On a first level, anyone who processes their life through writing like it's a salvation automatically garners my respect for their willingness to look deeply within. Further, a love of color is certainly a commonality. No beige. I have to laugh, I'm sorry. In an earnest vein, I want to boldly state, I hope you realize what downright courage it took, not just for Montaja to call forth her book, but then to next bring it onto what we will ultimately find as a global stage. As she indicated, putting out her revelations was a relief, but we should never underestimate the sheer guts that she has demonstrated at every step of the way. And really profound to my personal core was meeting someone who responded to my reality of polarizing people. I know it sounds stark to say love me or hate me, but it has really been my truth often as well, to feel like an alien. So I want to reserve for when we return a little bit of a quote that I think is going to speak very well with Montaja, but I hope as we go into that, that you will really look into her book, Groping for Truth, My Uphill Struggle for Respect. And if she is ever in your local area doing a signing, I hope you will stop in, because we know that it has taken her a lot, even just to also come on the medium of radio today. It's not easy to speak your voice in this arena as well. Right now, we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. Stand by, folks.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Horses, mystical, present, past, and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic, and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at HamesLifeCoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life.
Welcome back to what always becomes a treasured last few moments with one another. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We have been today with Montaja Hidefi, and she has been sharing on our themes, the strength to be vulnerable, the pain behind my facade, how shame turned into success. And I had promised her a parting quote that I think will speak volumes, hopefully to everyone here today. And it's my gratitude, insightful as it is, from German philosopher Schopenhauer. He states, "All truths go through three stages, first to be ridiculed, then to be violently opposed, and finally to be accepted as self-evident." And I am really sure that Montaja and I, in our respective missions in the world, can profoundly relate to that quotation. I always kid within my circles, okay? I don't mind being ridiculed. If you polarize, who the heck cares? And, you know, to be violently opposed, okay, I would like to skip that stage. But then to get to the point where it is accepted as self-evident, where strength is truly a vulnerability. Now, moving along from our themes today, next week we have on tap for you a topic that we call How to Be an Intuitive Caregiver. And amongst other themes, we'll bring you ways to tune into that still small voice within and to trust yourself more fully in the myriad decisions you need to make daily or weekly as a caregiver to aging parents or relatives, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and more. And indeed, going within is something that so many caregivers find stressful because they feel bounced around on the seas of constant change. So to shift that regular sense of overwhelm, I hope you will tune in and enjoy with us. Here's something that I haven't mentioned for a little while. It's in the realm of speaking that I do in the elder care arena, and there are really four audiences that I love addressing. Assisted living facilities, especially for the dedicated team members that work in those environments. We do team building, trust building, and other exercises, and those really borrow from my corporate background, and it's fun to still bring that into an environment that makes a difference for so many of the residents housed there. As well, there are caregivers themselves for whom I offer workshops to assist with the attitudes and mindsets that they need to survive, quite frankly, what can be a very difficult elder care marathon. Corporate speaking can occur in the fashion of human resources departments and working with those, because I've been employed in those environments, and helping companies to understand the business case for why they need to adjust their policies in order to account for growing legions of caregivers in their companies everywhere. And finally, of course, conferences on aging. All of that you can locate at my website, copingwithuncopableparents.com, and you'll find there also a contact form which you can use to book me or simply send an email to carolann@carolannhamilton.com. That's CAROLANN at carolannhamilton.com. I certainly look forward to being of service. Here to catch missed programs, please look up my archives at boldbravemedia.com under shows. You will find The Conscious Caregiver within self-help and health. That's boldbravemedia.com. You've been strong too long is what I always say with you out there. How about you dare to care with flair? We are on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carolann Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carolann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carolann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
At Bromwich & Smith, we hope you haven't heard of us, because we hope you haven't had to deal with mounting debt. But if you are starting to feel debt's pressure, our hope is to provide you with hope. Bromwich & Smith is a licensed insolvency trustee committed to providing debt relief. To learn about consumer proposals, a flexible, federally protected alternative to bankruptcy, visit bromwichandsmith.com, spelled BROMWICH and Smith.com.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seiko paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's,